This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin is joining 23 other states in supporting proposed new rules to support pregnant and postpartum workers. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act would require accommodations for conditions related to pregnancy, including abortion. Attorney General Josh Call says workers should not have to choose between their health and their jobs. Milwaukee's traditional July 3rd fireworks show at Veterans Park is canceled this year. The County Parks Department blames a lack of sponsors. The fireworks cost about $350,000 alone, with another $20,000 for staffing and related costs. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
If someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well, I gotta go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. The owners of the Mount Olympus Amusement Park in Wisconsin Dells say they have the tallest water slide in the world. It's called The Fall, and it's 145 feet high. It's one of five new water slides that open to the public this Memorial Day weekend. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A new sculpture now stands in Rice Lake, Minnesota, as officials attempt to follow through on building the memorial park planned by former Mayor John Werner. According to a Northern News Now report, the former mayor passed away in 2023, but current Mayor Suzanne Herstad has continued the development of the memorial park, which now has its first sculpture. The artwork was unveiled in the park over the weekend, featuring a paratrooper. Officials say they're hoping to add more sculptures to the park. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced over $23 million in grant funding to build up the state's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. According to a press release, more than 10 municipalities in the Northwest Wisconsin region have been selected to participate in the grant program, which will give them the first federally funded fast-charging electric vehicle stations in the state. Department of Transportation officials also expect Wisconsin to receive about $78 million over the next 5 years. Hayward's annual Muskie Festival has received a $25,000 prize for being a finalist in the Senex Hometown Throwdown. The competition is meant to highlight local small-town festivals that give back to their community. Muskie Fest was the runner-up in the competition, finishing behind Norborn, Missouri's Soybean Festival, which earned their event a $100,000 prize. Muskie Fest is in its 74th year and is scheduled for late June. More information on the event is available on their website. The developers of a controversial housing project in Duluth have withdrawn after pushback from the neighborhood. According to a Northern News Now report, the Bald Eagle Estates housing development in the Hawk Ridge neighborhood was canceled after residents expressed concerns about the rezoning of the land that the project would have needed. The area is currently zoned for low-density residential, and the developers of the project would have needed it rezoned to residential planned for more flexibility. A Duluth company is planning to plant over 1,000 native trees at Amity Creek near the Seven Bridges Road. According to a WDIO report, LOLL Designs will plant over 1,000 white pine trees and over 100 white cedar trees in the area in an effort to improve its biodiversity. Officials say the additional trees will help stabilize the soils in the area, provide shade for wildlife, protect other native plants in the area, and slow runoff and erosion to protect the landscape for Duluth residents for years to come. A grand opening was held for a former school converted into a 122 mixed-use residential apartment building. According to a WDIO report, Thursday's grand opening for the Old Central High School building featured a number of community members who used to be students or teachers in the building, but are now thrilled to see the historic building get a new lease on life. Officials say about 70% of the apartments in the building are now taken, covering studio apartments to three-bedroom apartments. The Bong Veterans Historical Center has announced that a preservation group has found Richard Bong's P-38 fighter plane. According to a Fox 21 report, a nonprofit World War II historical preservation group called Pacific Rex discovered the wrecked plane in Papua New Guinea. Officials say the team found the plane's red-painted wingtips sticking out from a field and confirmed it was the correct plane with its serial number. The plane, called Marge, crashed when being flown by another pilot in 1944. A suspect in a Friday morning Duluth assault that left an 81-year-old man with serious injuries has been arrested. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to the 1600 block of Woodland Avenue just before 9 a.m. on Friday morning for reports of a man found in a bathroom with significant head injuries. The victim was taken to a local hospital, and a 43-year-old man was arrested in the Wallace Avenue and 7th Street area. Authorities do not know what caused the incident or if the men knew each other. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam field, a scoreless pitcher's duel. Until the eighth, with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals, Adames center field. Bellinger on the run, he looks up, goodbye! A three-run blast, Willie Adames!
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with three balls and no strikes.
Well, I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today was one of those situations that you're like really confident about swinging 3-0, and you know, we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that it's kind of felt like it's been for the most for us on the offensive side for you know a couple of weeks now. That's how it works. Your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.